Yet another controversy involving standards on public television. This time it involves the Federal Communications Commission's indecency rules. PBS has warned its member stations that it won't provide them with legal support if they get into trouble for airing an unedited version of the program Frontline, in which soldiers are shown cursing. NPR's Kim Masters has more.
The program at issue is a company of soldiers. It shows members of the Army's 8th Cavalry Regiment coping with violence in South Baghdad in the weeks leading up to the elections in Iraq.
Hey, slow down! What we got? Hot shot.
Some of the language in the show is profane, but Mike Sullivan, who is Frontline's executive producer for special projects, says the show's lawyers concluded that in this setting, the language does not violate federal standards.
Our counsel was telling us this was incredibly defensible, that in fact this language in this context was not indecent.
In the past, PBS has offered two versions of such challenging programming, a main feed of the original version and a second edited version that stations could opt to use. But this time, PBS decided that the edited version will be the main feed. The original will be made available, but if stations want to air it, they will have to sign a waiver indemnifying PBS against any fines that they might incur. Frontline's Mike Sullivan says the show's producers have asked stations to take a chance.
Our message was really to stations to say both these are coming down. Someone has to finally stand firm on these issues and find out where the line really is.
Sullivan says it seems unlikely that the FCC would impose penalties in this case. He points out that the FCC hasn't gone after ABC affiliates that broadcast an unedited version of Steven Spielberg's war movie, Saving Private Ryan. He believes the language in the Frontline episode is comparable.
Virtually all the expletives are uttered in the heat of a battle after a roadside bomb goes off, after a convoy is shot up. It is the way they shout, literally.
But Jacoba Atlas, a senior vice president at PBS, says the FCC has not provided much clarity. If the FCC isn't going to penalize stations for showing Saving Private Ryan, she says, the commission should say so explicitly.
That would give us and other broadcasters a real solid ground to stand on. So I'm eager for them to make a statement and not just have all of us assume what their silence so far means.
Recently, PBS declined to distribute a children's show that depicted a family with lesbian mothers. KBDI in Denver was among those stations that aired the program. KBDI President Wick Rowland says he hasn't seen the Frontline episode yet and hasn't decided whether to broadcast the unedited version. Earlier this week, Roland was one of a group of PBS station managers who met with outgoing FCC Chairman Michael Powell. Powell said those stations should not censor themselves, but Roland says public television stations can't afford big risks.
The implication of Chairman Powell's advice was go ahead and be brave, but he wasn't doing anything to make people feel comfortable about the potential financial consequences of that.
The program is set to air next Tuesday. It is unclear how many of the more than 300 public television stations will air the unedited show. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.